Under a new proposal by the Department of Health and Human Services, premiums for Healthy Kids Silver would go up $5, and copays would increase for hearing and vision exams and emergency room visits. Currently in the program, families pay premiums on a sliding scale depending on their income. They pay from $25 to $45 per month per child. They also have a $10 copay for most doctor's visits. Healthy Kids Corporation CEO Tricia Brooks says the additional copays on top of a $5 premium increase will put too much strain on families' ability to pay.
We do need to ask families to pick up some share of the cost. The New Hampshire Healthy Kids Board has recommended that we limit that to $5 per member per month premium increase.
And Brooks predicts the increase in copays will inhibit enrollment, leaving kids without insurance.
And we think that we don't have to go that far, that the budget is sufficient to limit it to the $5 premium increase.
HHS Commissioner John Stevens says the department's proposal is actually a recommendation from the Healthy Kids Corporation. In a June email to the department, Healthy Kids outlined three options, A, B, and C.
And basically what we followed is option B. Well, we talked about it in-house, and we decided that that was the best option that we thought we could bring forward.
Option B costs the state about $1.25 less each month per child. Steven says the department's preference is not the final word. The proposal will have to pass through the Legislative Rules Committee in September, and before that, a Legislative Oversight Committee will provide recommendations on how the proposal might change.
This department wants to make sure that any recommendation is consistent with legislative intent and also involves members of the legislature. So we would be open to any issue that fell within those recommendations, but I also want to make sure that the Oversight Committee is involved in this process.
Republican Representative David Kidder sits on the Oversight Committee. He says the state has an obligation to support Healthy Kids.
As much as I know about it at this point, I think that what Healthy Kids is doing is the correct thing. It's an effective, meaningful program, and I think we just need to make sure that we keep it that way.
Kidder isn't sure how his colleagues on the Oversight Committee will lean in on the debate. Tricia Brooks from Healthy Kids says that based on the track record of the legislature, she's confident the Oversight Committee will support her recommendations. For NHPR News, this is Carrie Grenz.